on the 12th, we'll have a small act of commemoration, which we'll probably do on video or on the social media. But we might develop it to perhaps we even have a visual flypast, because for wet days we do have a video of a flypast, just in case the weather's too bad. So it might show that. And also we might do a collage of interviews we had with a few before they departed from us. I know we're in lockdown, but you can't sort of go into your burrow and hide away from it. And luckily, it's social media. I mean, you know, I've discovered the delights of Zoom, and I've Skyped for the first time for a long time. So these are all great media outlets that we can sort of talk to one another and keep life going as far as we can do. People won't recall I was only born in 41, but I do remember the wartime years and all the rest. From what my mother told me and my grandmother told me in Seven Oaks and Far Watching and all the rest. Yes, 1940 was a tough time for everybody. I mean, in 1939, the orders went out that you might have to get rid of your pets if we went to war. So the crisis is quite significant now. The thing is, of course, in 1940, we were aware of the threat and some good things have been done to against the threat. We had the Dowding system to defend this country so we could operate our fighters effectively against the Luftwaffe. This time, of course, we know the threat, but we don't know how to comply with it except by the basic measures of social distancing and staying at home. You know, we've got nothing to fight it with yet, though everyone's working hard to find vaccines and all the rest.